With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Seldom does anything get done quickly on Capitol Hill, and such is the case right now. The Senate's still preparing for a key procedural vote as Republicans race to pass the president's package of tax breaks, spending cuts, and more by his July 4th deadline. President Trump, meanwhile, is remaining in the nation's capital over the weekend.
As congressional Republicans race to finalize the president's tax and spending cut bill, the president is staying at the White House this weekend to help get it across the finish line.
We'll deliver a record tax cut, a record spending cut, a record investment in border security.
Over the past week, GOP senators have been working through a list of difficult issues, including Medicaid health care cuts. They need those reductions in order to pay for tax breaks. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Well, foreign policy expert Dan Senor says since it launched the October 7th Hamas attack in 2023, Iran now finds itself with no conventional military force it can use against the Israelis.
It's relied on a proxy system of all these proxies, Hezbollah, the Houthis, Hamas, satellite states like the Assad regime in Syria. All of those are gone or severely weakened.
In the meantime, Israel says its military has killed one of the founders of Hamas. Haakam Muhammad Issa al-Issa has been taken out in an airstrike. He was the orchestrator of the October 7th attack. Mass demonstrations today in Belgrade. Riot police in Serbia's capital city forced to fire tear gas at a number of anti-government protesters, numerous injuries reported, dozens of arrests. This is SRN News. New York City Pride is running out of cash.
The organization that runs the Big Apple's notorious gay pride parade says it's short about $750,000 for the June 29th event because sponsors have pulled out. About 25% of NYC Pride's corporate benefactors have quit, including Pepsi, Nissan, and Target. It's all part of the sudden death of woke capitalism, which has seen big firms pull their support for the LGBT agenda amidst a surge of complaints from consumers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democrat Party building up a big fundraising advantage in the gubernatorial and legislative races in Virginia. Democrats, who already control the legislature, hoping to keep or expand their thin majority and amend the state's constitution to enshrine both abortion and gay marriage. Virginia, one of two states, along with New Jersey, that hosts statewide elections in the off year. This is SRN News. SpaceX launched the first of a scheduled two Starlink missions in the pre-dawn hours Saturday morning. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying 27 of the broadband internet satellites lifted off from Cape Canaveral.
Earlier this month at an Axiom News conference, flight commander and American Peggy Whitson said one experiment they'd be conducting is on diabetes.
A person with diabetes can't fly in space because it's disqualifying and not considered to be safe because we wouldn't know how their bodies would respond. And so if we have the appropriate technology to monitor the individuals, we feel that, you know, we can open up that door and that path for a lot of folks in the world and just open up space a little bit more.
I'm Donna Water.
And besides Whitson, the crew includes astronauts from India, Hungary, and Poland. Astronauts due to arrive at the lab Sunday morning. More details at srnnews.com.